looks as though Daddy, played by Hamley Stafford, might get rich. He has discovered a notice in the newspaper calling for the missing heirs of a rich man by the name of Higgins. And Daddy thinks he may be related. So right now, we find him hard at work trying to trace his family tree. Listen.
I had no idea my family went that far back. Now, if I can only prove a claim to the old man's fortune.
Boy.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, Snooks, you should be in bed.
What are you doing, Daddy?
I'm looking at some books on genealogy.
Jimmy who?
Not Jimmy. Genealogy. Genea birth, ology discourse. It's taken from the Greek.
Which Greek?
Any Greek.
Pocket carcass?
Now, what's pocket carcass got to do with this?
I don't know.
Genealogy is an account or history of the descent of a person or family from an ancestor. I'm looking up my family tree.
Why?
To find my origin.
Is it an orange tree?
Not orange tree. I said origin. Origin. Understand?
Understand.
So what did I say?
Oranges.
All right, so I said oranges. Now go to bed.
I want an orange.
You can't have any oranges. Will you go to bed and let me finish my work?
What's in the book, Daddy?
I just told you. It's the history of all the Higginses. It tells about my forefathers.
Did you have forefathers?
Certainly.
Did you have four mothers, too?
No, I didn't have four mothers.
I had one mother.
Did they all live together?
Who?
Your one mother and your four fathers.
But my mother had nothing to do with my forefathers.
Didn't she like them?
Certainly she liked them.
Then why did she have nothing to do with them?
She never met them. When I say forefathers, I don't mean forefathers. Nobody has forefathers, but everybody has forefathers. They don't have to be a father at all.
You feel all right, Daddy?
I knew that. Don't ask me to explain anything else.
Why?
Because you never listen to anything I tell you.
I'll listen, Daddy.
Well, it's very simple. The forefathers I'm referring to are my ancestors. They all bore the name of Higgins, and they were my progenitors. Savvy?
Savvy.
Oh, thank heaven.
You had four fathers, and they were all janitors.
That's fine. Now you're going to bed. Good night.
Good night. I'm staying here.
Oh, look here, Snooks. Now listen, this work I'm doing tonight may mean an awful lot to you.
Why?
Because if I can prove I'm related to a certain man, we'll be rich.
Which man?
An eccentric millionaire who died 2 weeks ago. His name was Lockstep Higgins.
Lockstep Higgins?
That's right. It's a very odd first name, and that's the one thing that leads me to believe he's a kinsman.
Why?
Well, it's a characteristic trait of our family to give unique first names. That explains your uncle, Camembert, and your little brother, Robespierre.
What explains me?
The less said, the better. Anyway, the name seems to be a clue.
What's your name, Daddy?
Oh, you know my name, Snooks.
Now, I don't.
You do, too. What does Mother call me?
Pinhead.
He does not. Don't remind me of it. My name happens to be the only departure from the list of curious names in our family.
Tell me your name, Daddy.
It's Lancelot Bottlecap Higgins. And you needn't act as if you didn't know.
I knew the Lancelot, but I didn't know about the Bottlecap.
Well, I don't use my middle name very often.
I like it. Bottle cap, bare headed thing. I didn't do.
All right, all right. Now, the main thing is to try and get a portion of the old man's money. It's over $5 million.
How do you know?
He left a will.
Will Higgins?
No. Will. Last will and testament. It's a paper you sign that allows somebody to get all the money you've made.
Did you sign a will with money?
What do you mean?
Well, she takes your salary.
I know, I know. I haven't seen the inside of my pay envelope for 9 years. It's like being married to an installment company.
Huh?
Nothing. But wait till I get my hands on this dough.
Are you going to get it, Daddy?
I don't know. I haven't been able to trace any family connection with this Lockstep Higgins yet.
I'll help you look.
I've been all through my side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to find out what's on Mother's side.
I know what's on Mother's side, Daddy.
Oh, what?
A mustard plaster. I couldn't have put it there.
I'm not talking about that at all. I've got to look through her lineage.
The clean ones?
Oh. Hand me those papers.
What's in this big book, Daddy?
That's an old family album. Yeah. Well, let me see it. There might be something in it.
Look at the funny pictures.
What's funny about them? They're just wearing old-fashioned clothes, that's all. But you can see that every member of my family was an aristocrat.
Aristocrat?
Aristocrat. Plenty of blue blood in my veins.
Is there?
Why, certainly. I'll let you in on a little secret, Snooks. I come from a family of peers.
I won't tell nobody, Dad.
Oh, I'm proud of it.
Why?
Why? Look at the picture of this fine old gentleman, one of my great-grandfathers. Mm-hmm. It was taken when he was made a knight.
How did he look in the daytime?
He looked fine. Queen Elizabeth made him a knight. She gave him the Order of the Bath.
Did he take it?
Why, of course. It's a great honor. He was only 30 years old at the time, and he never expected to get the Order of the Bath.
He never got it before?
Why, of course not.
He must have been awful dirty.
The Order of the Bath is a title. It's like being a prince.
Who's this one, Daddy?
Oh. Well, we never speak of him. He was my father's uncle. Now, let me tear up that picture, sir.
Is that the one who was the bearded lady in the census?
Yes, he ran away. How did you know?
Mommy shows it to everybody.
Oh, she does, eh? Well, I'll go around showing pictures of her relatives if I can get them out of the rogue gallery.
I want to see him, Daddy.
Never mind. Oh, what's that you got in your hand?
It's a funny picture with writing on it.
Let me see it. Yeah. To Cousin Flyleaf. Oh, that's my father. From Cousin Lockstep Higgins. Lockstep? Why, that's the guy.
Who?
The millionaire. Snooks, we're rich.
Are we?
I'll inherit a fortune. Where's that lawyer's phone book? Here, let me get a good phone.
Here, Daddy.
Hello, hello. Get me Fuller, 40101. Oh, I knew that Lockstep would be a member of my family. He had brains.
Why?
Why, he must have had brains to make $5 million. That's the stuff us Higgins are made of. It runs in the family.
Runs in the family?
Oh, you bet. We're all alike, every one of us. Well, hello. Now, look, this is Lancelot Higgins calling about... Huh? What? He didn't leave a cent. But the will! Oh. He was nuts, eh?
It runs in the family, Daddy.
I see. Goodbye. Well... The old loon was broke. Everything happens to me.
Go to bed, Daddy.
Okay. Good night, Snooks.
Good night. Poor Daddy.
I've told you 1,000 times you can't sing on this program.
Why?
Because Connie Boswell is good enough to do all the singing around here. Now, you just behave yourself.
I'll be good if you give me some money.
Oh, you will, eh? Well, you'll be good without money.
You want me to be good for nothing?
Never mind that. Come on, we're going home.
No, wait a minute, Daddy.
Oh, Miss Colbert, how do you do?
I'd like to meet this little angel of yours.
Why, certainly. Snooks? This is Miss Claudette Colbert. Say, how do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Colbert?
How do you do? Snooks, I just heard you ask your daddy for some money for good behavior. Do you always do that?
Mm-hmm. But he never gives me any.
Well, I don't think it's very nice.
Tell him, Mrs. Colbert.
I mean, asking for money isn't very nice.
Oh.
Only greedy little girls do that.
What's greedy?
Oh, she's not really greedy, Miss Colbert. I think I can show you.
Oh.
Well, I'll let her choose between this dollar bill and this dime. See which one she takes. Oh, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
See what I have in my hand?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want?
The silver one.
What did I tell you?
Wrap it up in that green paper.
I see what you mean, Daddy. Now, Snooks. I want to tell you a story about a greedy little boy.
Where is he now?
Well, right now he's in heaven with the angels.
Do men ever go to heaven?
Why, of course men go to heaven. Why do you ask such a silly question?
Well, I've seen lots of pictures of angels.
Yes?
But I never seen an angel with whiskers.
Yeah. That's true, Snook. Men go to heaven, but they get there by a very close shave.
Oh, that's a great one. Isn't it, Snook?
No. Tell me the story about the greedy boy.
Very well. There was once a little boy, and he threatened his mother that unless she gave him a dollar, he'd put ink in the goldfish bowl.
I done that.
Well, this little boy's mother gave him a dollar not to do it because she was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
The minute he got his hands on the money, the little boy ran to the candy store and bought 10 big bags of candy.
Peppermint sticks?
Gumdrops.
Oh, I like them.
The greedy little boy went off by himself and started to devour this enormous amount of candy. He ate 5 whole bags, 6 bags, 7 bags, 8 bags. He finished 8 bags of that candy.
And then?
And then he burst in two.
Oh.
Now, that's a very sad little story. And I hope it'll teach you that it doesn't pay to be greedy. It does make you stop and think, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you thinking?
Where's the other 2 bags of gumdrops?
That's enough. Come on, Silver.